You get what you tolerate. You get what you tolerate in all of your life, in your career, at work, in your relationships, at home. So how do you shift to a place then where you recognize what it is that you're tolerating and get to a point where you're no longer willing to tolerate anything less than what you know you're capable of, anything less than your dream, so that you can be living your dream in every single way? Dream career, dream salary, dream team, dream boss, dream work environment, dream relationships, dream body, dream health outcomes, everything. That's what we want for you, to move from a place where you're tolerating it and it's like a pipe dream and it feels completely irrational and you feel completely incapable of reaching that dream, to a place where you know, you have an inner knowing that building your dream and living your dream is inevitable. You get what you tolerate. Stay tuned for more. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. What are you tolerating? And what are you no longer willing to tolerate in your career and in the rest of your life? That's what we're talking about today. So you get what you tolerate. I am borrowing this, stealing this, if you will, directly from Tony Robbins. So a lot of you will be familiar with this quote from his Netflix documentary, I Am Not Your Guru. You get what you tolerate. So what does this mean to me? How do we apply this at the People Stack? To helping technical leaders like you build your dream careers. How does this fit in? So the idea here, and the reason why this resonates so much, especially, and why I wanted to do a podcast about it, is because it not only resonates with me personally, which is important, because if it doesn't resonate with me personally, then I'm not going to be excited about it, and I'm not going to be able to coach about it, and I'm not going to be able to guide other people about it. So it absolutely resonates with me personally for many, many, many reasons. Also, when we talk to our clients, and it's especially our high-end clients, but it's most of them, We just had a fabulous event for our high-end clients. They came here to Maui to visit us, and we hosted them for a VIP event. And one of the themes that came up was, what led you? What was the point where you decided enough is enough? It's time to create my dream career and my dream life. And so for each of them, they had their own story where they were no longer willing to tolerate what was going on in their career, and for some of them in the rest of their lives as well. And for each and every one of our clients, there is that point where it's, I have to do something, I must. So wherever you're at right now, whether you're close to getting to that point of I'm no longer willing to tolerate this, something needs to change, or if you're at the point where, well, maybe that's true or maybe it's not, and you're kind of feeling into it, it really does help to ask yourself, what am I tolerating in my life right now? And that's a neutral question. There's no right or wrong answers here. I'm not trying to bait you. I never try to bait you. That's never my intent. My intent is to ask you questions so that you can then do some self-analysis, so that you can allow it to resonate and choose what's best for you. Feel into it. What am I tolerating? An example that comes to mind for me, which has actually nothing to do with careers, and to show you how this is applicable in so many areas of life, and it's why we call ourselves career and life coaches. I truly believe that all coaches are life coaches. It's just that some choose to specialize like us, right? I also believe that there are fabulous life coaches out there who help in a variety of different areas. But we choose to specialize. All coaches are life coaches, including us. So what are you tolerating? Are you tolerating the water pressure in your shower? And so for some people, it's like, no, because it's actually really great water pressure, right? Or water pressure doesn't matter to me. So it's like, okay, cool, then that's probably not a good example for you. But I think you can, even if it's not a good example, you can relate to it. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Like for some people, or like the water temperature in your shower, like is your hot water heater hot enough? Like, do you have enough hot water when you want it? That's a real thing, right? You know, depending on your water situation, you may not always have the correct temperature water, the best temperature water in your showers. And so for some people, it's like, eh, it's not a thing to me. Okay, cool. Then this doesn't apply. For some people, it's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm kind of tolerating it. Like, it's not ideal. And it's okay. That's what I mean by tolerating. Like, it's not the highest level that I know is available. And I'm not choosing to spend my time, my energy, resources to fix it. So it's like really feeling into what is the best that is actually possible? What is the best that's available? What is the best? Maybe even just take out the possible, because sometimes I find when I ask what's possible, people get into analysis paralysis. Well, is that actually possible? And you start going into Spock mode and doing the calculations of the probabilities. That's not what I'm... So it's like, take out the possible. What's the best that is available in the realm of all that is possible? What is the best? That's why sometimes the question is asked, like, if you can wave a magic wand, boom, what would your water pressure be and what would the temperature be every time? That's what we're going for. So if it's like, oh, yeah, it would be pretty good water pressure and it would be like the perfect temperature where it's soothing but not too hot. Okay, cool. Nope, that's not my shower. So I'm tolerating it, but I'm cool. I'm cool with it. I'm cool being cool sometimes in the shower, right? Versus, I have a friend of mine who's like, yeah, water pressure where I live, unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And then after, I think it was probably about a year of it, he's like, yep, you know what? I'm no longer willing to tolerate that. I was tolerating it and I was willing to tolerate it. So we went from a point of tolerating it to the point of no longer willing to tolerate it. That's the shift. That's the moment. Then you take action. Then you take action. Once you're no longer willing to tolerate it. And so they sold their house and they moved to an even better house. Not just because of the water pressure, but that was one of the key points. This water pressure is unacceptable and I will not accept it anymore. Versus for me, that's not where I want to put my energy. I fully admit, I'm willing to tolerate less than stellar water pressure and less than stellar water temperature. It's cool. I'm fine. You know, Cold showers are a thing too, exposing yourself to discomfort. Not that it's always cold, but you know what I mean? So people are like this with food. What are you tolerating in your diet? Right? So for me, I no longer drink alcohol because I am a woman of a certain age, let's just say, where alcohol now affects my sleep. And it affects my sleep in a way where I was no longer willing to tolerate that loss of sleep. So then that prompted the change. I just say I no longer drink alcohol would actually not be correct. It's way, way, way down. Maybe a few sips of wine a week to enjoy it, because I do enjoy the taste of it. So for yourself in your life, and let's zoom in. Let's put some structure to this, to help guide our brains and guide our hearts toward a helpful and a useful space. And just knowing that we can apply this in any area of our life, but given that we are career coaches, let's focus on your career. What are you tolerating in your career? You might want to pause this right now and make a list of the things that you're tolerating. Be honest with yourself. This is a neutral question. There's nothing wrong with tolerating anything. There's nothing wrong with it. We do have our energy is precious. And we want to spend our energy, our time, our focus, our attention, our decision-making, sort of dollars, and our actual dollars. We want to spend all of that wisely. So, you know what? That's fine. It's cool. I'm going to continue tolerating it because I don't want to spend my energy on that. But this thing I might decide to spend my energy on. So look at your career. Feel into your career. Don't just think about it. Feel into what does it feel like you're tolerating in your career? Again, you might want to pause and then capture. What are you tolerating? And if you need some examples, I'll give you some examples. What might you be tolerating in your career? What are some of the things that our clients tell us that they were tolerating? And again, this is neutral. So these may be things that they decided to not do anything about it because, you know what? That's not my jam. It's okay. It really is okay. And then there might be some things that you're tolerating that you might choose to change and choose to put effort and energy into transforming. So what are some of the things that you might be tolerating? People come to mind. So certain people who you're working with, you may tolerate them. They're certainly not your best friends. You don't really enjoy. I use that term loosely. I enjoy spending time with them. Enjoy in air quotes, right? We all have relationships like this at work, where it's people where we have to interact with them because either they're our boss or they may even be some of your team members, or they might be counterparts or particular vendors, or just people who don't work for your organization but for other organizations, partners who you do interact with and have to interact with as part of your job. So you may think about that relationship that I have with this person, it's not ideal, right? So what's an ideal relationship in the biggest realm of possibilities? If I waved a magic wand, what does a relationship with a colleague, what does the best professional relationship feel like? It's you love talking with that person, you love hearing their ideas, you felt heard, there's a trust, they feel heard, and you can feel that there's trust, and there's very few communication gaps, and when there are, it's you iron them out right away. It's like, this is just so easy and breezy to talk with this person. I wish I could talk with this person more often. Anything less than that, you're tolerating it. That's the bar we're setting here. Raise the bar for yourself and be honest with yourself. That's this is what this conversation is about, being honest with yourself, being honest about what you're tolerating, and being honest about what you're no longer willing to tolerate. So there may be relationships at work that you're tolerating. Actually, I can guarantee you that there are relationships at work that you're tolerating. What else might you be tolerating at work? The commute. Work from home? Yeah, absolutely still a thing. And also, there are people who drive to the office. Yes, that does exist, right? So for some of you, you may be tolerating your commute, either because of the traffic and or because of the length or for whatever reason. It's just a hard commute, too much construction, you know, that kind of thing. You're tolerating it. Because what's the ideal commute? Well, for some people, it's as short as possible with as little traffic as possible. For some people, it's like, you know what? I want a half an hour drive before and after work to really just unwind, blast my favorite songs on Spotify or listen to my favorite podcast. And I want that half an hour to unwind. And you know what? It's okay if there's a little bit of traffic. It's like, what's ideal for you? Is it on the freeway? Is it on the back roads? Or is it having the freedom to choose? And you have multiple ways to drive to and from work. That's ideal. So what's ideal for me isn't ideal for you. So I define what the ideal commute is. That's the subject we're talking about here. If it's less than that, then you're tolerating it. Okay, cool. That's all we're at right now. We're just being honest with ourselves. We're collecting data on what we're tolerating. What else might you be tolerating at work or in your career? Your paycheck. Again, feel into what's my ideal paycheck. It's not just what pays the bills, although I should be doing that at the least. It's also so that I have enough wiggle room, so that I have enough buffer, so that I have enough runway to enjoy my life. Anything less than that, you're tolerating your paycheck. You may also be tolerating the nature of the work that you do, which may include things like your day-to-day tasks, your responsibilities, how much decision-making authority you believe you have or don't have, how challenging it feels. So ideally, you know, again, feel into it for yourself. What's my ideal work? Like the ideal nature of the work that I do is it's challenging, it's fulfilling, it's not bored. I don't feel bored. I have a good amount of decision-making authority. For many of you, this is what it is. And if it's anything less than that, you're tolerating it. So we can go on and on and on and on and on. So if you want to just capture, go ahead, pause. What are you tolerating in your career? And you may want to earmark, what am I tolerating in the rest of my life in terms of my diet and my relationships and how much I'm exercising or not? What are you tolerating? Be neutral. Then, once you have that list, it's just data. That's all it is. It's data. What are you tolerating? Then, after you have either that mental list, or perhaps you wrote it down, perhaps it feels good to write it down, your choice. Then, step one is, what am I tolerating? What is less than ideal in this area of my life? You just capture it. What am I tolerating? What is less than ideal? That's step one. Capture it from neutrality. Then step two, what am I no longer willing to tolerate? That goes deeper. Don't fast forward to step three, four, or five yet, because that's the action taking and that's the results. Because you guys are smart. You guys and gals are smart out there. And I guarantee you, you're trying to get, some of you anyway, are trying to get two or three steps ahead of me and be like, oh, well, if I say to myself that I'm no longer willing to tolerate this, then I have to make some change happen. And I really don't want to do that. That feels hard or wrong, or I don't want to, and I don't think it's actually going to be successful. So yeah, it's fine. I'm willing to tolerate it. Be honest with yourself. Be honest. Don't keep yourself in step two. Do not fast forward. Be here now. and be here now. Being here now means, what am I no longer willing to tolerate? And really go there and go deep with yourself. Here's what that looks like. So again, staying within the realm of career and work, here's another example for you. Your work hours, are you tolerating your work hours? That may be something that you defined in step one, is I'm tolerating my work hours. Because ideal work hours are 40 hours a week, 30 hours a week, 20 hours a week, ideally, yeah. And the freedom to choose when I work those hours. Not being on call, not feeling like I need to work weekends, not feeling like I have to work 8-hour days or else. So anything less than an ideal, wave a magic wand. What are your work hours? Go. What does your heart tell you? Don't think about it. What are your ideal work hours? 20 hours a week. Great. All right, so then I'm tolerating right now a 40-hour work week. Okay. I recognize that. I'm tolerating my work hours and my work schedule and the lack of freedom that I have in deciding that I feel that I have. And maybe actually have in deciding when I work and when I don't. When's work time, when's play time, when's work time, when's family time. I'm tolerating that. It's way less than ideal. Okay, great. Now, am I no longer willing to tolerate that? It may just be like, no, I am no longer, I don't, it's like, advance to step three. I am no longer willing to tolerate this. A lot of you are right there. So I will tell you what step three is, but for some of you, you're not sure. I don't know if I can't process it / I'm not sure what that feels like to be no longer willing to tolerate my work hours or my boss or my work situation or my commute or the fact that I have to go to work and can't work from home. What does it feel like to be no longer willing to tolerate it? So that's different. That's a different feeling, isn't it? The feeling of, okay, yeah, I'm tolerating, I get it. That's a very, like, just neutral feeling. I get it, that's the data. It's less than ideal. And your brain can get on board with that too. Although it's still possible to overthink it, and I don't want you to overthink any of this. And am I no longer willing to tolerate it? Your brain's not gonna be able to tell you. Your heart is. So in other words, let your intuition speak here. Do I want to keep tolerating this? And this is where you really want to go there in terms of the consequences if you keep tolerating it. If you keep tolerating longer work hours, what's gonna happen? Not what might happen. This isn't really like worst case scenario planning. This is like, I know this is what's gonna happen. This is my worst fear, right? You don't have to think about your worst fear. You know it. If I keep working 60-hour weeks, what's gonna happen? I'm gonna end up in a hospital bed. That's my worst fear. If I keep working 60-hour weeks, what's going to happen? I'm going to get divorced because my wife is going to be even more pissed off than she is right now. If I keep working 60-hour weeks, what's going to happen? I'm going to stay stuck in this boring job for the rest of my career, and I'm going to regret it. So really go there in terms of your biggest fear and your willingness to rise above it. All you have to do is feel it. So if you're willing to tolerate it, it might feel something like, and I'm using words here because that's the tool that I have available, but I'm using words to capture a feeling. I actually am, and yes isn't a correct answer here. As long as it feels, be honest with yourself, as long as it feels aligned for you. So it's like, all right, I'm tolerating my boss. Because my relationship with my boss is not ideal. It's far from ideal. am I at a place where I'm no longer willing to tolerate this? In other words, am I willing to tolerate this? Do I want to keep tolerating this? Yeah, you know, it's because it's okay. Because it's okay. She's actually a great person. I have a pretty good rapport with her. And if this keeps up, then it's just gonna, we're gonna have a good working relationship. And yeah, I can tolerate that. Especially because I have amazing relationships with my teams and with my counterparts and everything that, like that. You know, put it in perspective as well. It's like, you know what? It's okay. It's the boss is not the thing that I want to change. Yeah, I'm willing to tolerate my relationship with my boss. But the nature of my work, am I at the point where I'm no longer willing to tolerate the nature of my work? Well, let me feel into that. I really do feel like I don't have the decision-making authority and the influencing power to be able to steer things in the way that I want to. I have so many amazing ideas that I feel like keep getting shot down. That the organizational structure that's around me, yeah, I get that there have to be rules, but, you know, I feel like I keep fighting against them. I feel like so much of my time is spent firefighting because everybody seems to be in firefighting mode, but I want to be in visionary planning mode. I'm a visionary. I'm not a firefighter. I didn't become a technical leader to fight fires on a day-to-day basis and to be reactionary. I'm a proactive visionary leader. And so I feel like my day-to-day, certainly not boring, I'll give you that, but like it's not the kind of challenge that I want. And if this keeps up, I'm gonna become even more disconnected from what I actually want. And I'm gonna think that this is as good as it gets when I know it's actually not as good as it gets. I know there's way better. So while I love my relationship with my team and my boss is a good person, they're all good people, the nature of the work, I'm no longer willing to tolerate that anymore. Because I'm no longer willing to settle for anything less than what I'm capable of and what my dream is. That's what it feels like / sounds like. And it could feel and sound similar for like, yeah, like I did the example with work hours or with the money piece of it. Gosh. Yeah, we make ends meet and then some, and we have a healthy amount of savings. Maybe that's not where you're at, though. It's like, wow, my paychecks barely cover basic expenses. I'm no longer willing to tolerate that. I need to take care of my family. My paycheck does not take care of my family anymore. Something's got to change. And it could also be, we're good. We have some savings, but it's been months, years since I've gotten a significant pay raise, and I'm feeling underappreciated, underrecognized, undervalued. And I also like, if this keeps up, we're not going to have enough savings to send the kids to college, to go on that trip to Italy, to go and visit Jen and Rob in Hawaii. If this keeps up, we're just gonna be treading water, and I don't wanna just be treading water. I'm not someone who treads water. I'm someone who soars above. That's who I am, and I don't feel like I'm soaring above with the amount I'm getting paid right now. So I am no longer willing to tolerate my paychecks. I deserve more, and I'm gonna get more. That's what happens when you shift from, I'm tolerating it, to I'm no longer willing to tolerate it. And then guess what step three is? Guess what step three is? You take action. You take action to shift. And then yes, there are step four and five and six and seven, and you know, that's what we help our clients with. And each of those steps, by the way, Well, the general pattern of what it looks like is very similar, especially if you're talking about wanting to upgrade your career and create your dream career. The steps are very similar. And we follow the same basic structure of steps with our clients, which begin with taking action to say, yeah, I want to change. Yeah, I want to change. I'm going to put some skin in the game. It's making that decision. It's time to transform my career. And here is my skin in the game. I'm in this and I'm in this for real. And then after that, you get clarity. What do I want? What do I really want? And then after that clarity, come the steps after that in terms of having conversations about moving toward your dream career. So yes, there is a step 4, 5, 6, and 7, and that's what we help our clients with. But step 3 is take action. You have to take some action to put your skin in the game. Like if there was a step 3A, it's make the decision, the decisive decision, I am going to change because I am no longer willing to tolerate this because it's not me. I will not settle. I will not settle any longer. And you have to put your skin in the game. You have to make it real. So that decision then inspires action. That skin in the game then inspires action. All right, I'm in it. Let's do this. Come on now, game on. So that's what it looks like. That's what the shifts, the process, if you will, looks like. It's individual to each and every one of you, and you're all gonna have your little nuances, and you're all gonna have like your little side journeys and how long it takes and what it look in and what it specifically looks like. But generally, that's what it's gonna look like. Yep, I'm tolerating it. I'm no longer willing to tolerate it. I will not tolerate it, and here's my skin in the game, and let's go. That's what it looks like. And if you reflect back on any decision that you've made in your life to create an inflection shift, an intentional inflection shift, that's what happened. So ask yourself, what am I tolerating? What am I no longer willing to tolerate? And if you're at the point where you're ready to declare, yeah, I'm no longer willing to tolerate my career, I am settling in my career, and I'm not someone who settles, and I need help. I'm not sure if I'm ready to put my skin in the game yet, but I do want to explore what that might look like. And if that's who you are, then book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. This is a 1-hour career clarity session that you're booking a call for. And you're booking this call if you're no longer willing to tolerate anything less than your dream career. And you want to have an open and honest conversation about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we can help you get where you want to go, then we're going to tell you what it's going to look like. And then you come to your decision point. And then you decide if you want to put skin in the game. And then we go from there. And if for whatever reason it's not a fit, and if for whatever reason you're not ready, that's cool. You're still going to leave the call with so much clarity. So if that's you, if you're ready to go on the heart-opening, mind-blowing, soul-expanding journey of building your dream career for real, then book that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. You get what you tolerate, my friends. You get what you tolerate. Some things we're okay with tolerating. And that's okay. That's cool. That's life. We only have so much energy. And there are some things that are just so antithetical, so unaligned with who we are and what we want and what we know we're capable of. We do get to the point where we're no longer willing to tolerate it, but don't stop there. You have to put skin in the game. You have to make it real. You have to take inspired, intelligent action. Otherwise, it stays in your head as a really great idea that you never took action on. Forgive yourself for the times that you've done that in the past. Draw a line in the sand and say, I'm no longer willing to let these things stay as great ideas. I am going to take action on them. So whatever it is you decide to do, after listening to this and pressing stop and before you move on with your day, take some action. Maybe it's booking that call with us. It could also be, if you're not ready for that yet, some of you are, and if you're like, oh my God, I'm excited but nervous, yeah, that's exactly right, book a call with us. But if you're at the point where it's like, yeah, I'm exploring and what you're saying is interesting and I need to reflect on this a little, that's cool. Then did you capture what you're tolerating and did you star what you're not tolerating? Write it down. Write it down. And then whatever you starred, what am I no longer willing to tolerate? What's my next action? And commit to it. And skin in the game may look like telling your wife, hey, I'm going to do this thing. And if I don't do this thing, then I'm going to do the dishes for the next 2 weeks. That can be skin in the game. Have fun with it and make it real. Don't just let these stay as ideas in your head, because they're really worthless up there. They're really worthless. Ideas do not create transformation. Action does. All right, folks. Stop settling. Stop settling for anything less than your dream career. I don't want you to tolerate that anymore. All right. Take care. Aloha. Big hugs. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.